The upcoming winter holidays are a time when many people join together to share food and drinks. But for people who are staying sober, winter gatherings might add a level of stress or social anxiety, but still participating while saying no to alcohol. Our guest today has advice on how to manage those social situations, and if you're the host, how to have options for your guests who opt not to drink for whatever reason. Tom Doofman is a licensed mental health provider specializing in OCD, anxiety, depression, relationship issues, and substance abuse disorders, and assistant director of counseling and psychological services at St. Norbert College. He's president of the nonprofit Section Sober in Brown County. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
Can you talk about the stress that could come with the holidays for people, you know, trying to stay sober, but knowing that there's likely going to be alcohol at that company party, family party, you name it?
Yeah, I think one of the things that goes along with the holidays is this expectation of celebration. And so some people choose not to drink, and there are a lot of reasons for that. It might be that they never really chose to drink in the first place, mm-hmm. or they have a health issue, or they've got some interest with being sober. But the idea is that just because everybody else is expecting you to consume alcohol, it doesn't mean that you have to.
Let's talk about advice for both ends of the equation, the guest and the host. Let's start with that guest who, for whatever reason, as you mentioned, doesn't want to drink, but knows there might be that expectation that everybody's probably going to drink. What are some tips you have for someone in that situation to get ready for that?
Well, lots of times, whoever's hosting the party will accept an answer that's given by the participant. So if you come to a party and you're not intending to drink, you can say something as basic as, you know, I'm driving tonight, or, you know, I don't like that taste of that particular liquor. And some might even say, you know, I'm feeling a little queasy, so I'm just taking it easy tonight. Others may even say something as basic as, you know, I'm allergic to alcohol. Somebody who's actually in recovery from alcohol or drugs might be willing to share that and say, hey, you know, I'm choosing not to drink. But the point is to be comfortable with the answer and realize that most people will take your casual response at face value, and they're not going to read into it more.
Let's flip things around that now. I'm the host. I don't want to have to like interrogate that guest just because they don't want to drink alcohol. How can we create a good setting where hopefully that conversation doesn't even have to happen?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think the key is to have a lot of options. So having both alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages readily available will be a signal to your guests that they do have the ability to choose. And especially in the past couple of years, mocktails have been a really popular option for folks to try so that you're not relegated to just having, you know, a bottle of water or some soft drink. So I think having options available and not pressuring anybody with their choice or choices is a good combination.
Now, for that person who is in recovery and is looking ahead at this event and maybe dreading it in particular as a threat to their recovery, you know, maybe it's old friends they used to drink with, or it's a stressful family scene and this is going to be a tempting moment, when do you suggest maybe giving it a miss this year?
Well, I think whenever you're at risk of injuring yourself, that's a good time to choose to step back. So a step ahead of that might be doing some proactive work and just mentioning to your family or to the host, hey, I'm choosing not to drink at this event. And if you're getting a lot of resistance, then maybe having a recovery person or a buddy that can support you, almost being your wingman at that event or at that family gathering. And if it's still not looking like it's going to be a worthwhile event, then it might be better to just avoid the situation at that time.
One thing I've run into, a friend of mine who is in recovery from alcohol in particular has a BYO plan. He shows up with his favorite ginger soda, and that's what he drinks. And the question doesn't come up because he has his soda. Nobody is going to offer him a drink. Is that a tactic you think would work for a lot of people?
Yeah, I think you can pre-plan by having your own beverage or, you know, when you get to the event, just taking a cup or a glass that's there and filling it with a beverage of your choice that is non-alcoholic. You know, the goal is to get through the event without drinking and at just at that time. And most other people at the party aren't going to be keeping track or questioning that. So it really loses some of that uncomfortableness, and having something in your hand is a great way to kind of get through that event. So your friend is a wise person.
And finally, Tom, the events themselves, the holidays can be a tough time for people in recovery. Can you talk about ways that they can maybe tap into their support network, maybe a little extra this time of year?
Yeah, again, you know, just having the time change and it being more dark as well, and it being a super celebratory time, but people missing family or feeling alone, it can really compound folks that are trying to stay in recovery. So one of the silver linings of the post-pandemic era is that there are a lot of online meetings, so people can reach out and be connected to a 12-step meeting anytime throughout the day. Also, having a few people that you feel comfortable with just calling or checking in with, sending a text, knowing that they have your back is one of the things that will really help.
Tom, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this advice with us today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Tom Dufman, licensed mental health provider specializing in OCD, anxiety, depression, relationship issues, and substance abuse disorders, and assistant director of counseling and psychological services at St. Norbert College. Shared advice with us on how to stay sober during holiday events, avoid the peer pressure to drink, and if you're the host, to not put that pressure on people in the first place.